Track 4, Pausing Between the Pearls. On the last track, we discussed how living in the present is essential to experiencing a feeling of happiness. On this track, we will examine the importance of gaining a personal awareness of a crisis situation through stopping and starting, or something I'll call pausing between the pearls. To say the holidays are stressful may be an understatement for you. Everyone is rushing about, getting things done. With all this hustle and bustle, a million opportunities are created for things to go terribly wrong, or in short, not fulfill your expectation. Can you think of a time you have tried to resolve a situation when, at a core level, you know that your actions were only exacerbating the encounter? For example, trying to tell your teenage daughter how beautiful her face looks when she has a case of severe acne. Trying to get just the perfect gift, make just the perfect meal, be the perfect hostess. Can you be perfect? Of course not, because everyone has their own perception of you and what they think you should or should not be or do. But at some level, you feel if you just do more faster, bigger, better, it will somehow turn out okay. But can you think of a time when your doing actually exacerbated the situation or made it worse? Pause for a minute. When did you do something when doing nothing would have been better? So common sense would tell you not to act. Why do you think your mind pushes you to act in a way contrary to that at a core level you feel is not working? Many times it happens that when you listen to your anxious thoughts, you will blindly rush forward in a dramatic attempt to maintain control over your surroundings. You've convinced yourself that there is no other way. It's do or die, right? Or is there another way? Is there an alternative? Could this destructive rash of rushing behavior be avoided or stopped in any way? What do you do when everything and everyone around you is moving at lightning speed, yourself included? Well, you stop, of course. Is that a possibility? You don't have to react in every crisis right away. Think of the circumstances again when your actions or words exacerbated or made worse the situation. Your mind and body may have been going into panic mode and may have started to break down all solutions into two black and white categories. Category 1 being react, do something, save face, smooth over, just anything to make everything okay. Or Category 2 is stand and watch everything crash around you, and how painful that would be. Here's something to think about. Is everything really going to pieces? Before you turn on survival mode, just stop and gain perspective on the situation. Is there an alternative that will prevent any more anguish? Is the situation really that hopeless that you have to resort to a solution that's not really a solution? Is your holiday withdrawal pulling you down towards a more negative situation because you can't stand to stand still? How do you feel about slowing down your own flow of activity? While all else wishes past you, if you feel slowing down would be to your benefit, could you stop and watch it go by instead of reacting? How do you stop from reacting like a ball on a ping pong table? One thing that works for me is I can start by analyzing my day. Your day, like mine, is not a stream of continuous activity that operates at the same intensity level. Think about it. Some activities are more intense than others. Is your day not more like a segmented string of pearls, like a pearl necklace, to use a positive metaphor? Between each pearl or activity, there is a transition, the string. It is this transition or string that your mind shifts gears, so to speak. Do you ever find yourself saying, I need a break? Sure you have. Did you give yourself that break? Why not? There were more important things to do, right? But tell me, is there anything more important than your well-being? If you don't take time to let yourself be happy while your day is in string mode between the pearls, you can never move on to the next pearl and maintain a sustained state of happiness. When you do obtain a way to traverse these gaps in the day with a certain level of contentment, this transition state will predispose the activity that follows it to be a positive one. like concentrating on the present, which we talked about in a previous track, gaining perspective is the act of awareness. We cannot acquire this sense of awareness without first stilling the body, because the body's activity powers the mind, and vice versa. It's somewhat like coming to a stop at an intersection and letting the engine idle for a moment. You're not turning off the car, you're just using less fuel. When you're taking these breaks of stillness throughout the day, don't pursue any one thought. This is not giving your mind a rest. You're not taking off to think about something else. Don't attempt to fight yourself. Obviously, a conflicted mind will not come to rest. Your object is peace, not a solution. By pulling yourself away from the situation, you can view the crisis at hand objectively. Notice that the day comes in segments with little beginnings and ends to each. What segments make up your day? Can you see how your day is like a pearl necklace? For the next hour after you play this track, take advantage of as many of these transition periods as you recognize by merely pausing and stilling your mind for a few seconds. How do you do this? Simple. Take a couple slow, deep breaths. You can do this silently, and no one else needs to know what you are doing. Of course, do not take one of those breaks if ever the circumstances are such that you could not help worrying about the consequences, because the aim of the break is, of course, consciousness in the present. Here's a structured exercise you can use through your stressful post-holiday season. You might find it helpful in slowing you down when the traffic of life is going over speed. I call this pausing between the pearls. 1. Once a day, for just 10 minutes, sit quietly, and if you can't take 10 minutes, how about 10 seconds? And look at the thoughts you are having. Do this consciously sometime today, perhaps right now. Shut the CD player off and just be aware of your thoughts. 2. As you identify any ideas, categorize each of these ideas under one of the following 5 headings. You may want to turn your CD player off while you get a pencil and paper. The 5 headings you want to consider are judgments or attacks. Your attacks and judgments might include such thoughts as revenge fantasies, feelings of personal inadequacies, imagined arguments, comparisons, categorizations of other people, analysis of your own behavior. A second category for the thoughts you had might be a worry. Attempts to understand why something happened, concerns over what you have done or are leaving undone, small worries about your appearance, diet, car, weather, etc., nagging background questions such as whether you are doing this exercise right. Category 3, after judgments and attacks and worries, did your thoughts fall into the category of fear? Worry is a question, whereas fear is an experience, more as a fact. For example, fear of predictable consequences from something you have been ingesting, such as becoming violent, activating an ulcer, fear of a physical danger to you or others, from driving too fast, not locking up at night, etc. Vague fears of general catastrophes, earthquakes, inflation, exposure to disease, fear of inevitable change in the course of life. Category 4, after judgments and attacks, worries, and fears, is the past. Among other thoughts, this list might cover recalling past successes, recalling embarrassments, mistakes over Christmas dinner, reenacting former provocations, rewriting past conversations, nostalgic sadness over the old days. Or did your thoughts fall into Category 5, the future? These are common future-oriented ideas, speculating on what might occur, longing for some situation to change, planning before it is necessary, rehearsing upcoming conversations, watching the clock. If you decide to repeat this exercise, write down any new insights you have had into your mental patterns regarding these 5 categories. Let me repeat them again. Judgments and attacks, worries, fears, past, and future. On this track, we discuss the importance of gaining personal awareness of crisis situations through stopping and starting. You have received the tool of the pausing between the pearls exercise. On the next track, we will discuss how to gain an increased sense of difference between your anxious thoughts, or ego, and your core self via a need-to-be-right exercise. If you are a mental health professional and taking this course for continuing education credit, or if not, to test your listening skills, here's question 4. What are the 5 thought categories in the pauses between the pearls exercise?